Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn. Today we're being sponsored by Fiorello Barbell Company. We're located in upstate New York, and we want to be number one. We want to take the world. So today I want to talk about an article I wrote called Implements of War. And I'm going to read this article to you, and I'm going to parallel it with stone lifting. And I want to get started here because there's a lot to talk about. So here we go. Number one, before I start, Fiorello Barbell Company, Motivation and Muscle. The motto is, we don't try, we succeed. Fiorello Barbell Company is faith, belief, commitment. Stick with it. So here we go. Implements of War. What comes to mind when you think of implements of war? Could it be swords, shields, spears, or battle axes? We're going to examine the Viking specialized fighting implements and my favorite stone to train and lift. I will show you how I tie the two of them together. So sit back and grab a big cold protein drink and let's get started. My favorite stone is the Husafell stone of Iceland. Now we're getting warmer, would that be cold? Vikings, Iceland. When I look at the Vikings, I think of strength, honor, and nobility. When I think of the Husafell stone, I get the same medieval rush through my brain. The Vikings had to master their tools to become great warriors. Practice, practice, practice. Kinsmanship among your fellow warriors. Competition to bring out the best in each warrior. All the weapons mentioned above were awkward in nature and took great skill and resolve to master. This is the way I feel about the Husafell stone. This is totally different from lifting barbells. To get to the point of lifting this great stone, it takes not only raw strength, but willpower beyond anything I've ever experienced. To begin with, you're not going to find a Husafell stone in the Northeast, and you're not going to lift a 418-pound stone and walk it 50 meters the first time. This is going to require some real serious thought. We're going to lift big and conquer. Do I have your attention? Can you feel your heart pumping, my fellow Viking? What I mean is we will start with lighter stones and work our way up to a much larger stone. This stone is our implement of war. We will preserve, challenge our manhood, persevere, and shoot out newfound strength to the stratosphere. The feel of lifting a stone makes you feel not only primal, but back to the beginning. We like the Vikings will have the one day to stand tall and prove that we have mastered our implement of war. What a feeling. Go out and wrap your arms around a rock and feel it. Better yet, plan a trip to Iceland and wrap your arms around destiny. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Hail the strength and a steel attitude. Now, I wrote that story probably about 6 months ago, and I felt a certain kinship to that because I went to Iceland in 2008 and in 2011. 2008, we went with a group of super athletes from the UK, United States, and Iceland. Unfortunately, I had to drop out because of an injury. 2011, we went around Thanksgiving time, just before there, because the weather here in New York was very balmy and warm, and Iceland was pretty much the same way, so let's go take a shot. I was ready. Well, we hit a storm. I mean, the best way to describe it is we were probably lucky we got out of there, and that's the truth. Lifted it fine, but, you know, you couldn't even see in front of you. We were taking our gear, our cameras, throwing everything in between the stones of the goat pen. And if you really want to see this goat pen and you have the interest in this stone, which is just so magnificent, go out and Google anything with Husafell stone. It's Husafell stone. You got to see these guys get around that goat pen. I mean, 50 meters, it's awesome. I mean, to be able to train for something of that magnitude and get over and do this, you know, you talk about goals and reaching and, you know, planning and everything. But we're going to get more into that. I want to get into the stones, though, and what we did the first and second time. The first time in 2008, there was a gentleman that was making stones and a lot of strongman equipment. And I wish I could remember his name, but it's been so long ago, and I believe his company is no longer in business. So we've got this steel stone. It weighed about 150 pounds empty, very thick, you know, built like a coffin, very raw looking, just what I wanted, and started to train with it. Obviously, I had natural stones here. I've got multiple stones here, round stones, Husafell stones, Husafell cement stones, and I have a 95-foot driveway to walk them, run them, carry them, whatever you want to do. I have millstones. I have stones everywhere. There's stones in the FBC training headquarters, and there's stones lying down one side of the driveway. So what we did is we started training with the stone. Let me tell you, that's a humbler right there. It's totally different than a barbell, and I love a barbell. I think it's, if it's not the best, it's a tie between the two of them. You can't beat a better piece of equipment. Everything that comes out, you know, it's always this, that, the other thing, and there are a lot of good pieces that come out, but I still feel for the money, the barbell or the stone, but we're talking about stones here. So I trained this stone, and, you know, it will brutalize you. Main thing, it was huge, and you have to wrap your arms around it, so you're getting a ton of pain and bruising and just cuts and nicks, you know, all through your forearms. You know, you're getting hit everywhere because this is a whole different lift. I mean, you know, picture a deadlift, pulling it straight up, and then basically front squatting it, and then taking off with it. And you don't necessarily have to take off for it. You know, we lift out of a homemade rack that we got. We can partial it at any degree. I also have these chains outside where I can hook them to the H3. And we can basically set that at any height. You're going to get down on this thing and pick it up. It's very intense. So we ended up building two more stones. We call them the Husa Steels. So there's a 1, 2, and a 3. And the second one is out in Buffalo with a friend of mine, Steve. He writes for Iron Mind magazine. You've probably seen him before. He owns Primordial Gym out there. Great guy. So he's got Husa Steel 2. Husa Steel 3 is here, and we use that quite a bit. That's 180 pounds. Now, at the time of having the Husa Steel 1, I ended up putting, they look like horns on the top because everything was bottom loaded on that thing. So it was, you know, not only awkward, it just didn't distribute, the distribution of the weight I didn't feel was good. That's fine to have everything on the bottom, but, you know, I wanted to get this thing more evened up. So we put these large size bolts in this thing, and my buddy Alex welded them in. This way we could stack plates on it. So it evened it out a little bit. And then we changed the bottom. There was like a pipe fitting in this thing. And I just felt that, you know, I was mashing this thing so many times. You know, you drop it. You know, eventually this fitting wasn't going to come out. So Alex ended up putting in a filler on the top. And that solved that problem. So we can fill it right from the top. I don't have to flip this over. Because with the horns, the loading horns on it, it was just a pain in the, you know, in the butt. And I didn't want it up, you know, bending one, because they surely weren't going to break the way they're welded into it. Make a long story short, trained with the thing. It was phenomenal. What a piece of equipment. And, you know, then, you know, I'm thinking about all different designs of this thing. How can we make it better, you know? And Steve had the second version of it. That was improved upon the way we basically cut the thing in half. And there was a fill plug on the top and a fill on the side we put it. So that way it was very easy to load shot. And that's the primary thing we put in the stone. We put shot in it and obviously load the top. Because, you know, at times you're not going to be able to load a ton of shot in it, you know. So when you can throw a 5-pound plate on each side, you know, that really helps you a lot. I mean, it gets you to where you got to go. So that was a great idea, and that really worked great for us. Now, the third H3, the stone was called the H3. That's the third one that Alex built. We did chambers in this thing, and basically it almost looks like a maze. So the shot, the distribution is beautiful on this thing. And it's as wide, but it's a little taller. So this thing, I mean, you'd have to be 6'7", really, to see over this thing. Because you have to bring it up high, obviously. So it is a gem. And we have a big hook on the top. And I have chains on this. We have 6x6s outside of the garage. And basically, we can hook that chain right through that loop on the H3. And I can lift that thing at any height I want to do. And, you know, what's better than chains, steel? You know, no mercy, no give. You know, it comes after you. It's ripped me open a number of times. But, you know, it's dishing me pain, and I like dishing pain back to it. So it really, really creates a mental attitude that, you know, when you're constantly being challenged, I mean, let's face it, some days you get your ass kicked. Other days, you do the same to it. And I think, in my opinion, it's really an implement that everyone should tackle. And I mean women, too. You know, you don't have to handle a 300-pound stone. You can take a stone at, you know, you can go to any riverbed. And, you know, you see these places, fields out in the country. There's all sizes of stones out there. And if you learn how to lift them properly, you know, everybody's always talking about endurance and speed. I'm here to tell you, if you can start handling one of these stones and walk, jog, run with it, and I mean, you will be in phenomenal shape. And, you know, we'll sit there and we'll do all different modalities with it. You know, I might line three stones up, you know, and it could be anywhere, let's say, from 100 to 200. Okay, you know, the 100, let's do 5 front squats with it. The 150, let's press it for 5. And then the 200, let's deadlift it. Let's row it. So they have a way of working you out in a whole different pattern from anything. And the nice thing about it is they don't cost you a thing. What they cost you is going out in the field, maybe getting a little dirty. That's good. Maybe a cut or two. That's okay. And not only that, let's get a challenge here. Let's challenge the mind. Let's challenge the body and go after this thing. So I think that they are a phenomenal piece of, well, as I said, I believe that it's just like they're a weapon, you know, just like we compare to the Vikings with the swords and all that. And if you've seen Dennis in any of our videos, he lost over 40 pounds in 6 months here at FBC. And he's about 225 right now. We got him down to 224 from 267. And right now we're doing a project with him. And I'm going to bring him up to 229 pounds of rock solid steel. And all he's using down here at FBC is a stone program that I've put together. And we're going to be doing quite a bit of stuff. There is some video of him out there right now. We're going to be doing some major stuff next weekend with him. And we've planned to hit this weight on Christmas Day. 4 pounds doesn't sound like a lot, but we're going to keep hardening him up and building him up. And the musculature I want to create with this guy is going to be way different from anything he or I have ever done with him. And not only that, I love the old talk from the old days where, you know, you got cables of steel, you know, it's the ligaments, the tendons, you know, it's everything. But, you know, it's the same thing like we talk about on this show. That's why we call it motivation and muscle. You have to be highly motivated to do any of this type of training. And we all know that a lot of us have done it for years and, you know, a lot of us get married or we have families and things change, and you know, you're like, but I'm going to tell you right now, For those of you that have stopped or want to get back into it again, do get back into it again. And if you can find somewhere where they have stones, I would highly, highly recommend you learn how to stone lift. You know, you can do anything to warm up, obviously. Start small. You know, put your ego to the side of the road, all right? Come on in. Think big, but start small, all right? If you have the patience, in a year's time, you'll be amazed of what you'll be moving, what you'll look like, how you feel, and not only that, not only the cable look, your muscle density will be like nothing you've ever seen before. And if you eat right, sleep right, and you do the right things, and especially think right, you will reap the benefits. Now, are you going to be doing weight work with it? Obviously, you're going to have to, okay? Dennis is doing weight work, and we're going to list all this stuff out. You know, he's doing front squats. He's doing some auxiliary because, contrary to a lot of people, I do believe the bicep should be trained. You know, I think myself that I've had a torn bicep. It does happen, but I do think that, you know, a worked muscle in the correct fashion is a stronger muscle. And I'm a big believer in bicep and forearm and wrist work and hand work because when it comes down to this, yeah, you have to have hips and lower back, and obviously you want upper back. I mean, you want the full posterior chain. But I'm telling you right now, you still got to have strong arms. And you need these arms to help you pull this rock up and to cradle it and take off with it. Because I'm telling you right now, a 418-pound stone is not going to stand there and wait for you to move it around or lift it up a little higher. I'm going to tell you right now, you might take two steps and drop it, and that's it. Maybe you'll get it up again, maybe not. This is one of those things, you're only going to have so much of an opportunity to move. At that point, you're done for the day. And if you're traveling all the way to Iceland, I would highly recommend you do these things, you train these things, because I've learned from the two times going, you know, we stayed in Reykjavik every time. I mean, it's a touristy place, and really after September, you're out of luck. There's nowhere to stay. It's, you know, it's very small. What I will do when I go this next time is I'm going to get there before Labor Day, and I'm going to stay at Husafell because I don't want to take the long trip there, number one. And number two, I'd like to be close to it. You know, maybe you feel so good you go and lift it a couple days in a row, depending on how well you're trained, you know, how well your endurance is, obviously, and your strength is the factor. And the most important thing is your mindset. You know, that's the thing that's missing from a lot of people. They don't think enough about what they got to do, or they overthink it. Sometimes it's good to lay the plan out. Obviously, you're going to have to alter the plan at times. But you know what? This is what separates the guys that lift for years. And, you know, let's all face it. You're not going to, you know, for the people who are squatting 500, 800, deadlifting, you know, 500, 700, pressing over 400, whatever, okay? At some point, you're not going to be able to do the weights that you did, say, 10 years ago. Maybe some do. There are freaks out there like that, and I think that's a great thing. But we all have to alter things at some point. But the whole thing is stay in the game. Stay in the game. So what? You can't do this. You can't do that. You're still able to train, and the health benefits of training, if you go out and look at anything on the internet, and a lot of stuff is BS anyways because you don't know who even writes this stuff. But the people that are really qualified to write, the big thing now, especially with older people, is exercise, especially weight training. But as far as that goes, I'm telling you right now, these stones have to be one of the most beneficial things I've ever done in my life. And, you know, it's fun to go out and grab an object that's not balanced, that doesn't want to move, that, you know, it's almost like, go ahead and try. You know, I always used to say, you know, if you don't look out, you're going to end up leaving your arms on the stone. You know, the thing is with this stuff is a lot of this stuff, in my opinion, is not made to lift. And that's what's so great about it, when you tear these monsters off the ground and you either stand up screaming like a warrior or you take off with this thing. That's what I love about it. Constantly being tested. Challenge yourself. Don't let others decide what you're going to do. If you want to go lift stones, I salute you. I mean, that is the way to go, if that's what you want to do. And I would challenge anybody right now that's listening to this podcast, think about this. You know, a whole different dimension for your body, for your mind, for your heart, everything. This is a good measure of you. You know, they always say the measure of a man. This is a measure of a man. This is the old workman style stuff. You know, you see the old guys that pushed the wheelbarrows, took a shovel, you know, heaved stuff all over. These guys were strong as could be. You ever see the guys, you know, they'll be out doing blacktopping and stuff. These guys got massive hands, you know, ham hands, as we used to call them. Look at these guys that are farmers. I know farmers where we get raw milk from and, you know, and grass-fed beef. You look at these guys, man, you can tell they've been working good 40, 45 years. Their body shows it. And you know something? A lot of these people are very young at heart. I love sitting and talking to people about this stuff. Strength. I love strength. I love anything to do with the body as far as let's make it better. Let's make it stronger. What can we do to recover? How much protein do you need? Okay? That's what it's all about. If you're going to jump into something, jump right into the hole. Jump right into the hole. You know damn well you're going to be able to get back out of it. But that's why we're so much into motivation and muscle here. We're going to offer a lot of things to a lot of people, and we really want to get you involved. And if you want to get involved, you know, you can send me an email at fiorellobarbell@nicap.rr.com. My phone number is on the website. Our website is Fiorello Barbell Co. That's FIORILLOBARBELLCO.com. You can reach me through there, or you can get me if you want to talk to me on Twitter. It's at Fiorello Eric. So we're going to end this show, I guess, right now, and I hope you go out and grab a stone and, you know, think about those implements of war. Think about the Vikings, what they did, how strong you had to get to handle something. Same way with a stone. Same way with anything. But the stone is like, it's forever. I mean, that's what I said. Go wrap your arms around a stone. I got to tell you, when I wrapped my arms around that Husafell stone, one of the first things that came in my mind, I wonder who's touched this. Who's left their DNA on this stone? And I do believe that all those prior to you, I, and whoever go there, you get that strength. And that strength is forever within you. So, remember this. We don't try, we succeed. And Fiorello Barbell Company is faith, belief, and commitment. And we'll see you next week